This is a blog post from December the 11th, 2013. It's called, Why Funerals Are Better Than Weddings. I went to a funeral this week. Obviously, it was the funeral of someone I know. I didn't just wake up in the morning and decide on a whim that I was in the mood for a funeral. I'm not about to confess to you that the reason that I've not blogged for a while is because I've been too busy attending random people's funerals, and that it was this, not the young'uns, that was the real reason why I quit my job. I did, however, used to work with someone who, when he'd retired, spent his time going to random people's funerals. I never quite got to understanding why exactly he felt compelled to do this. He said it had something to do with finding funerals a very spiritual experience, and it reminded him of his own mortality and the importance of living life to the full and not wasting your precious time. I think that this is a little bit ironic, given that he is the kind of person who wastes a great quantity of his time attending the funerals of complete strangers. To be honest, I suspect that all this spiritual and mortality claptrap was actually a smokescreen, and the real reason he went to all these funerals was for the free buffet. He always was a bit of a tight ass and a glutton for a bargain. I often find that funerals are more spiritually enlightening and more uplifting experiences than weddings. Now, on the surface, this may seem like quite a morbid and unusual statement to make. However, at weddings, there is lots of stress and obligation on people, the best man, the bride and the groom, the family. There is so much to organise, the venue, the food and the drink, the guest list, speeches, the cakes, the decoration, the service, the dresses. This can take up so much time and stress that often I think it becomes very easy for all this stuff to detract and distract from the actual real and most important point of the day. With a wedding, there is all the stress about who to invite. You can only invite a certain number of people due to the size of the venue and cost. This inevitably leads to upset and falling out. With a funeral, there is no invites. Everyone and anyone is free to turn up. It's a mass assemblage of friends and family who have all come together to celebrate the life of someone they love. The only time I ever get to see certain family members is at weddings and funerals. And there is little chance to talk to them at a wedding because of all the formalities, photos and the like. Then during the meal there is a seating plan, and then on the night there's a bloody disco going on, and the music is far too loud to have a meaningful conversation. And so you end up making meaningless small talk as you lacklustily traipse around a dance hall to shit music, tread on each other's feet and dress, and I absolutely hate it when people stand on my dress. But at a funeral, you go back to a house or a pub and you talk about the person that we're all there to remember. We share memories and stories and we remember the best of a person. Plus, as my former colleague said, it does remind us about our own mortality and to value what's really important to us in life. And so we talk and we laugh and we may cry, we drink and we make merry in each other's company, glad that we still have it and acutely aware of how precious that is because of the event that we're there to share. And we'll get Grandad drunk again in the hope that he'll regale us with some outlandish stories about his youth or about how he met Nana. And Nana will blush and giggle like a little schoolgirl, and she'll forget herself again, and her aches and pains and infirmities will all be forgotten. She'll fling down her walking stick, and then they'll both dance in each other's arms as they sing some old love song that takes them back to when they were young. And they are lost in a moment, more alive than we've seen them in ages. So, I don't think it's morbid to say that I find funerals more spiritually uplifting than weddings. I do like weddings as well, but think that funerals have a real life-giving power, even though they come about as a result of life ending. Join me tomorrow when I talk about the Catholic Church, smelly nuns, and Yoda.